Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday morning now.
Give it to me straight. Are you really a radio DJ?
I don't really know.
Got any advice?
Good radio is preparation. The other part is just making sure that you don't burp into the microphone.
When you fake it till you make it.
Any other advice?
You give the people what they want.
And just have fun with it. Follow your instincts.
Hey, and let the show begin.
It is showtime. Good morning. Tuesday has begun. Gonna be a warm one today. We're gonna be up to around 80 degrees or so.
Break out the shorts.
Most every day this week. It's that second summer we always get. I don't know.
And the Leafs don't know what to do. They don't know whether they should hang around or fall off.
Right.
Well, you know, we've got that in-between stage where there's still a lot of green in some places. And in other places, you know, the leaves are about done. So
Yeah.
Still a lot of green around here. I saw some more of your Greenway pictures, Chase, that you took over the weekend.
Yeah, did you enjoy those?
Don't try to start competing with the
picture. Gonna say he's probably trying to compete with you there.
No, I know I can't outcompete you in those.
Right.
Don't start that. There's one of you in some sort of a pose by the creek there. I don't know if anybody's seen that or not.
Oh, I'm checking it out right now.
Yeah, go check it out. He's doing some kind of a little pose. I don't know what that look on your face is.
Am I doing a pose? I thought I was just looking good in general.
Oh.
Kind of a constipated look on your face.
Yep, that's it. That's it. I was backed up.
Time to get up at 6:05. Hey, good girl. Your head in the clouds. I ain't going nowhere. There's Luke, 6:11 now. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. I have to tell you, man, I have said this before, and the driving around here is just terrible. It's every day I'm like, what's wrong with you people?
I mean
the tailgating is terrible, the cutting out. And I'll tell you something else. When you come to work super early like this, people have this idea that they can do whatever they want because it's early. Know what I'm saying? See, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they can do whatever they want because it's early. I don't know, I got the road, I'll do what I wanted to. Pulling out in front of you, driving 1,000 miles an hour, just doing stuff that you're doing. About a year ago, I was coming into this national service road down here. It was actually Thorndike off of 68. I'm making a left coming in there. And there was a person trying to make a right on red who did not stop enough and clipped the back of my car.
Oh. Ooh.
Just clipped it because they were paying no attention.
That's because people, especially that early in the morning, they only think about themselves. I'm sorry, but that's true.
Gosh, please pay attention. Gosh, man, you don't, when you're on 40, you don't have to drive 80, 90 miles an hour. It's not necessary. and even out on the interstate anywhere. On my road trip this weekend, I'm going to see how fast people will go. I'm doing like 80, 85. People are passing
they
me
blow
like,
by you.
Like I'm sitting still.
Yep. I'm thinking, move, loser.
Do I need to get my speedometer calibrated?
Something's wrong.
Am I really just going 45 and it says I'm going 85?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Might be.
Crazy, man. And they seem to never get caught. I go 10 miles over. Boo, woo, woo. I'm getting pulled over.
Yep. Every time.
You throw me under the jail. Reckless driving. Wrong with you. Careless. So please.
Where are you from? North Carolina?
Please. Pay attention to what you're doing. And if you're walking, running, or jogging in the morning, wear something light colored, not black.
Oh, but yeah. Definitely.
Can't see you to a right on top of you.
Or just don't jog at all, people.
Stop. Stop that. Get another cup of coffee. Kick back at home. Put your feet up. Take
put
it
your
easy.
Feet up. Relax. Come
conserve
on.
Your energy for later in the day. All right, coming up, working on the odds and ends, Tales of North Carolina Lottery Glory. Coming up.
93.1 The Wolf.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Girl, I'm so good, baby.
Wake up with The Wolf Show, 625. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning to you, and thanks for listening to the Wake Up with The Wolf Show this morning.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Annie, for chiming in there and helping out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know.
Guys, in just a few minutes here, I've got some tales of North Carolina lottery glory.
Good.
Another person in North Carolina that's not us has won some lottery money.
Well, you got to play to win, and none of us play, so.
Yeah, because it's got to get way up there, as James Gregory used to say. It's got to get way up there.
Yeah, listen, you're right.
Listen, if I just got, as James Gregory said, all I need is one damn million.
That's it.
Right.
I'm
right.
Good.
Take the edge off.
Actually, 1,000. I'd be cool with that.
CBS is hiring 15,000 new staffers to cope with rising coronavirus cases and the upcoming coronavirus vaccine, which, of course, most of these major drugstores will be able to offer. 15,000 additional employees. You know, that's at least that's some good news. There's 15,000 jobs.
It
that
is.
We need.
And that, you know, some of these may turn to be permanent, you know, how places do, like UPS, they say, hey, we're going to hire 1,000 seasonal workers, and like half of them stay on. So, you know, that could be good.
Yeah.
Look at the increase in the amount of online ordering that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, it is. It is.
Walmart is going to start selling a party-sized Twinkie on November 1st.
Okay.
That's just a few days away.
Okay.
What is that? I gotta Google it.
It's a baking kit that contains a cake mix, a cream filling mix, a baking pan, and instructions. It costs $15 and is the size of a large Swiss roll.
I have concerns.
Do you?
The reason is Twinkie has got it figured out. The perfect outside to inside ratio.
That's
like we talk about.
It's so good.
Like we talk about with Reese's.
You're exactly right. There is an exact ratio of one ingredient to the other. And if one of them is off, it is not good.
Ruins the whole thing.
The ideal ratio on Reese's cups are the miniatures. Or the standard original size Reese's peanut butter cup. The one that has the overstuffed peanut butter, not good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're right.
Because the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is off.
You're right.
Annie, you got to trust us on food like that. I mean, come on.
Look, Reese's are my weakness, but I like the peanut butter over the chocolate.
So you like the one that has the most more peanut butter in it.
Honestly, my favorite are the trees or the eggs. I think that's perfect ratio of peanut butter to chocolate.
Okay. Hey, I love this story. This girl, 11 years old. From Massachusetts. Notice I did not say Massachusetts. I said Massachusetts, which is the correct pronunciation of the state.
God forbid.
Recently escaped an attempted kidnapping by kicking her abductor. She then ran quickly to a nearby business and asked an employee to call police. Andrew Miriam was quickly arrested after the girl gave authorities a very detailed description of her attacker. A male accomplice is still at large. But she fought back. She kicked. She screamed. Yep. She ran from him. Good for you, girl.
Good for her. Yeah, definitely.
That is awesome. Well, I told you I had tales of North Carolina lottery glory coming your way.
Oh. Where are we going? West? East?
Goldsboro. Down east a little bit.
Okay.
Goes in to get some mac and cheese with no intention of winning or buying a lottery ticket.
There never is.
He says, I was going into the store to buy mac and cheese to cook. When I got to the counter, the guy gave me my change, and I was about to walk out of the store until something told me to buy a ticket. At the time, she was on a business call, and the girl behind the counter, and I told her that her business was now over. Won $200,000 on the
stretch. See, that'll do. That'll be fine with me.
200 grand.
Look, you live in Goldsboro, anything will do. That place is boring.
Hey, they got Wilbur's Barbecue.
Yep, I was going to say, Dale, you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
That's right. Hey, finally, for those of you who tend to overspend on your pets, especially your dogs.
Cat sunglasses?
Chase.
A YouTuber named Simone Gertz recently built a selfie booth for her dog, Scraps. Scraps enters the booth and pushes down on a pedal. A camera then takes his picture. He is then rewarded with a treat. Now, I hope she goes on to build this thing and sell it because people will buy this thing like crazy.
Hold on, Dale. Slow down. Chase is over there taking notes. He needs to make sure he knows how to build
it. It's not available yet. You're going to have to watch the YouTube video and see how she did it. Anyway.
I'll make it work. I'll make it work.
All right. It's 6:30. I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make a mistake. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:38. I got a pair of headphones that are going haywire on me in the studio here. The left ear cup is suddenly haywire. It doesn't want to sit right.
I'm sorry, Dale, but that's your ear.
My ear's malfunctioning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, I've often said, and I mean it, we have some of the best roads around here.
We literally do. Like, they say North Carolina has the best road system for getting paved and fixed, which is...
The roads are in great shape. They're wide, well-maintained. You know, there's three or four good ways to get anywhere you're going. But guys, guys, the on-ramp from 52 South to the Salem Parkway has got to be fixed.
You're talking about going back towards Kernersville.
Yes, if you're coming southbound on 52 to get on the Salem Parkway to come back to Greensboro through Kernersville, that ramp.
It's awful.
It is terrible. It continues. Why can't that be fixed?
Well, it's the same if you're coming from, like, Mount Airy to go back up on Salem Parkway. That one's bad, too. I always say that. I'm like, you just did this whole new highway.
Well,
and here we are.
That's the one. That is the one I'm talking about. If you're coming 52 south from Mount Airy back into town, and you're jumping on the Salem Parkway, it's a wreck. It'll shake you out of the car.
Yeah.
Washboardy, couple of holes in it.
Just because I've been on it and I know how it feels to drive through that area, I just happened to pull it up on Google Maps just to refresh my memory. And even the satellite's like, oh, this is bad.
The satellite photo, it's obvious on the satellite photo, there's a major problem there.
I'm counting like 20 segments of concrete shattered and broken with lines through them. And then towards the end, it's smooth.
And you know something else they didn't remedy there? They remedied it a lot on the Salem Parkway itself through downtown. But one place where they didn't remedy this ramps, on and off ramps running together, is when you're coming from the ramp I'm talking about up onto the Salem Parkway.
Yep.
If you're coming out of downtown Winston-Salem and you want to hit 52 North, those ramps are virtually the same ramp. And I almost got ran over.
Ooh.
Almost got sideswiped by somebody coming home on Sunday night right there.
Yeah. The people on Salem Parkway going towards Kernersville, they're going about, 60 through there, and they have to get on that ramp to go into 52, and they just completely blow through there.
Yeah. So I would love for them to get that fixed. I know some folks on the DOT, listen, I'd love to see that fixed.
Please. Which I have to say thank you to the DOT who fixed the Racing Road in Randolph County. Thank
you. I hope she makes you smile.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
6:55, spreading those good vibes. You know, I told you yesterday morning about that girl, that teenage girl that had possibly invented a preventative measure for the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like 14 or something. It's crazy. Well, similar good vibes coming your way this morning. These three girls, they're teenagers. They live in Ireland. They were in lockdown like everybody else, 3 months. But instead of watching TV, they worked on an app called Memory Haven that helps people with dementia. It's a bunch of games and stuff that help prevent memory loss. And they just won a huge international competition against 1,500 other teams from 62 countries with this thing.
Wow.
And it's just a free app you'll be able to download on your phone. And it keeps your brain sharp.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I need something to keep my brain sharp.
You do. I agree with that 100%. Maybe you know, if this app's available, I want you to get it. As soon as possible. I want you that.
You're right.
Annie, what about you?
So I just want to say that I am super proud to live in a country that I can freely go and vote early and get it done. And I think, you know, it's not me up on a soapbox. I just think it's great to have that right and be able to exercise that right when I want to and if I want to. And so I did that yesterday with my family. We all went and early voted, and it was really nice. So glad to get that done and over with. And, you know, we were in and out in like 30 minutes, so it's not bad. So, you know, that's my good vibes, you know. Go out there and voice your opinion.
You want to vote early, check your county website. Tell you where to go.
I was out yesterday towards sunset. There was a perfect sunset from my point of view on our balcony, and also the moon was setting with the sun as well. And so, of course, I went out there, got some pictures. I got the telescope out, and I took some pictures of the moon. And it was a pretty good evening, and it was that cool evening. When you breathe in, it relaxes you, and it's not filled with mosquitoes. Well, yeah.
I just got a text from one of your neighbors that says they could see it was cold, and from now on, would you please put your shirt on when you're out there on the balcony?
No, that's the best part.
Yeah. Time to get up. A couple before 7, 5 after laughter. Coming at 7:05.
I've cheated and I've lied. I've broke down and I've cried. I've got nothing to hide no more.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I want to be hip. I don't want to be a goober mama. Have y'all seen the goober mamas? The mamas that wear blue jeans to up their armpits, you know? I don't want to be like that. So I went to the Gap to get some low-rise and blue jeans. Have you girls bought pants in the last 5 years? Oh, my goodness. Terrible. Okay. I went into the Gap, this beautiful, darling little 19-year-old heifer. Brought me in a pair of blue jeans to try on. I did. Okay, the zipper, honest to goodness, was about that long. And they hit me about right here. And I said to her, I said, is my stomach supposed to be hanging? Out over my blue jeans. It looks like a small purse. I said, are my panties supposed to be hanging out this far out of the back of my pants? She said, no, you're supposed to wear a thong. I said, excuse me, miss, but I'm a Christian. I don't use my panties for evil.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 724. It's going to be nice today, but it's going to be cloudy. But the heat, it's going to be almost 80 today.
The heat is on, as they would say.
The heat is on. It's old school, but I think we should bring it back.
Okay. What are we talking about, Dale?
Well, Chase, you and I discussed this briefly. The more I thought about it, the more I thought, yes. I mean, let's face it. I'm tired of my cell phone bill. I would love to get rid of it. I won't, because there's just too many things about it that I need. But it's not as much fun sometimes as I think you could have with a CB radio.
Ooh, Dale, yes.
Now, the CB was fun, and it still is. They still sell these things like crazy. If you're on the road and you want to know what's going on, get on the CB. The cell phone's going to do you no good.
Channel
is there
19.
An app for that?
There actually is. You is actually it? Can get an app where you can monitor CB channels, particularly channel 19, which is the channel that the truck drivers use when they're on the road.
Okay, see, now you're talking. Now I think that I can like get down with a CB radio.
But you don't need an app. You just need the CB radio.
Yeah, but I already have a phone that can give me the app, and no. I don't have a CB radio.
Yeah, but you can't participate. All you can do is be just some third party sitting there eavesdropping.
Creepy. I like it. It's up Chase's alley.
That's no fun. You've got to get in there. You've got to get on that radio. You've got to yak it up.
Yeah, you got to have fun.
You got to talk to these other guys. If you see a backup on the road, you got to get on there. Breaker 19, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm a yak, all right. Yak
believe
all
me, then. Well, you're a professional yakker. You're getting, you know, there's no, you would have no problem. Sometimes you can't shut you up.
Oh, me, huh?
You would love it.
You're right. And look, it's very cheap to do. Very. I mean, I was looking yesterday and like brand new units with antenna and all that, $30.
Another thing that made me think about it was making a gas stop on my road trip this weekend. There was a guy there in the parking lot letting his tank fill up. And he was on his CB talking to some truckers down the road, checking out the roadway. I thought, yes.
That is exciting.
Traffic is terrible. They know what's going on. They know where the cops are. They know where the backups are. They know where the shortcuts are.
Exactly.
And again, it's fun.
It's fun.
Breaker 19 for a radio check.
See,
Mercy
you
sakes.
Get to say things
Mercy
like
sakes.
That.
Put about a 10 and a half on me. Blow my windows out. Come on. So I think I'm going to get one. I think I'm going to get one and put it in my car.
Okay. All right. You mount the antenna?
I can't decide whether I'm going to get the one with the mountable antenna or whether I'm going to get the one that is like a walkie-talkie type. It's like a portable unit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You know, like you can get a scanner the same way. You know, it's like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they make a CB that's in a portable unit, too. Hey, and also, it's your backup communication system. What if the cell towers go down? What if your cell phone's dead? What if you need...
Are you a doomsday prepper, by any chance?
See? Hey,
he is.
Well, this is... If you are, you're going to agree with me on this, flat out. And again, it's fun. I'm going to get
one.
You
want to hop on board with us?
I'm going to get one.
680 Wolf. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's get a group together. Let's get a
yes.
club. Let's get a club going.
Mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake, little...
Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Yeah, flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Yeah, flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Still hate that.
I think it's great.
Sucks. All right, it's 7:34. We're flushing stuff today. Whether to flush or not to flush, the whole fascination with fall foliage and going crazy over the leaves and road tripping to see the colors and all that kind of stuff. I'll start. No flushing allowed here. Fall is my favorite time of year. I love everything about it. I love the temperatures. I love the fall colors. It's a short season. It goes by very fast.
Yes.
I really enjoy being outside and walking and taking my pictures and all that. So it's a no flush vote from me.
Go ahead first.
Okay. So I'm going to have to wreck your lives here. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy the changing colors and leaves as much as the next person. However, changing leaves eventually turn brown. They fall off trees. They become a nuisance. They get all over the yard. Sure, the kids will play with them, gather them up, jump in them, whatever. Otherwise, they're just going to lay there until someone rakes them up, bags them up, or they just turn them into a mulch, okay? And then you have bare trees, which for me, very depressing.
Okay. She's flushing today, man.
Okay, well, she has some very good points that I wasn't even thinking of.
Yes, they were salient points. Thank you.
But given the fact, I'm just going to have to agree with Dale, just because I can't agree with Annie.
That easy? Because you don't want to agree with me. You agree with him.
Annie, I like the pictures.
Annie, get your hand off the flusher. That flusher. Don't do it. Oh, no. She got her hand on the flusher, man. I'm sorry.
Someone's going to be very mad at me.
So, who agrees with who? 680 Wolf, Texas. Do you agree that we need to get rid of them, or do we like this time?
I've been a rolling stone. I'll be your honeybee.
Woo! The voice coach Blake Shelton in Honeybee, and really one of my favorite Blake songs. I don't know. I just think that's a fun song. I like it.
It is. It's fun.
Fun to turn up in the car. Yeah, the voice on last night. We're going to do some talking about that around 8:30 this morning. And we're going to do a little something. Maybe you won't be thinking about this, about people who just think they can sing, but they can't. You know, I'm talking about you. You got some friends like they can. Oh, I can sing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like, I got a couple.
We're going to discuss that coming up at around 8:30 this morning. It's 7:43. It's Tuesday. Three more days to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Trenton, North Carolina, population 348.
Salute.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
October 21st through the 23rd.
Mark those dates on your calendar.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, there's Stephanie Quayle. My favorite line in that song is, I can't resist those tipsy, heartbroken eyes. I don't know why, I just think that's a cool line. You know, in a completely different universe where she wasn't married and I was at all in her league, she could be my girlfriend.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Again, okay. In a completely different universe.
Yeah, where, totally different universe.
Where I was at all in her league. And she wasn't married. Those are the things that would need to change.
I think you're right.
Yeah. All right, it's 7:54 now. It is time to get out your party hats. Let's do this thing. Come on.
Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you. You are celebrating today. You share your birthday with John Krasinski, who is 41. Snoop D-O-double-G is 49.
Let me back up just 1 second to John Krasinski. Not only is he funny, he's a good dramatic actor.
Definitely.
As well. He does a great job in that Ryan series. It's excellent.
The Jack Ryan. Yeah. I've seen the trailer for like a couple of the episodes. It just looks pretty good.
Yeah,
He does look like he does a good job in that. My favorite, Snoop Dogg, he's 49. Jimmy Westbrook from Little Big Town is 49. Viggo Mortensen, he was in The Lord of the Rings, he is 62. And Tom Petty would have had a birthday today. So happy birthday to those people. Local birthdays for you. Chastity Burnett, she's 25 years old. She's from Walnut Cove. She's a big listener to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. So we're wishing her a huge happy birthday.
Yay!
We've got Jade Fry of Kernersville, Hunter Bullens of High Point, Bruce Sims of Stokesdale, and Sarah Humphrey of Oak Ridge. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your special day in now. You can go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
By the way, if you want to see Viggo Mortensen in a movie you may not have seen with Michael Douglas and Gwyneth Paltrow called Perfect Murder, it's a great movie. Check it out.
I'm just flesh and bone, heart and soul.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. You guys know what it feels like to have mud up betwixt your toes?
Ooh. Yes.
You do?
Soggy.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. It's 8:05. Time to head off to the land of law and order. Imran News Time. Guys, this may be the wildest story from Florida ever, and you know that's saying something.
Definitely.
Well, this story also makes you wonder how many black markets for totally random stuff are operating at any given moment in this world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. How do you get all that on a badge?
It's probably an acronym.
They've wrapped up a 19-month investigation yesterday.
Wow.
Into, are you ready for this?
Ready.
$1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring.
What?
Okay.
$1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring.
Please tell me it wasn't run by squirrels. It was run by adults.
There are seven guys, they are adults, in a rural part of Florida who were trapping flying squirrels, which is illegal because they're a protected species in the state of Florida. Then they would sell them to dealers in Florida and Georgia who would find buyers in South Korea and claim the squirrels were legally raised. The buyers would fly to Florida, then drive the squirrels to Chicago before flying them home.
What the hell? This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I told you this was the weirdest, wildest Florida story ever.
Because all planes either connect in Atlanta or O'Hare.
Or O'Hare, that's right. The guys caught around 36,000 flying squirrels in 3 years, and the retail value of these 36,000 flying squirrels is a staggering $1 million.
Like a piece, or that's the collectively all together?
Collectively.
Wow.
So for the seven guys, they've all been rounded up and arrested. More arrests are coming because more people are involved in this ring, but the seven guys are the only ones they've caught. They're waiting for the other seven to identify the additional members of this flying squirrel trafficking ring.
How do you sit around a conference table and justify that's your new gig?
Yeah, right.
I have so many questions.
Can you imagine being the arresting officer? Like, you took down a squirrel trafficking ring.
First of all, by the time you identify yourself, they've had time to get away. Freeze, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Shoot, they're gone.
So I want to know what the South Koreans are doing with the flying squirrels.
They must be fighting them.
How do you catch the flying squirrels? With a net between trees? This raises questions.
Let's Google how to catch a flying squirrel.
Well, I wouldn't do that now.
It's a work computer. It's fine.
We need to rewrite Catch a Falling Star.
Catch a falling squirrel.
Catch a flying squirrel. Yeah,
in your pocket.
Just so y'all know, catch and release traps can be found at almost any hardware store.
Okay. All right. Still, so many questions. I want to know what these South Koreans are doing with these flying squirrels, man. I can't believe it.
We're in the home stretch of the state, but the house don't fall and the bonds are good.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Maren Morris, The Bones at 8:12. Dale O'Brien, Annie at Chase. Shout out to her friends down at Country Barbecue. Always have The Wolf on. Down there cooking up a fine breakfast this morning, I'm sure.
Mm. I can smell it now.
Best kept secret if you're new to town. Great breakfast. We love those guys. And they listen all the time. Hey, I almost forgot. We have got to line up this fire truck driving thing. We were contacted by someone who can make it happen. We're going to drive a fire truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me say that again. We're going to drive a fire truck.
That's so cool.
Between talking to Sherry Berry, the elevator inspector, For North Carolina and driving a fire truck. Those are like the top things I can
list.
Think of.
But you're not even 30 and your bucket list is done.
Yeah, right. Didn't you meet Lauren Elena or Kelsey Ballerini or one of those blondes you like?
Both of them.
Yeah. See?
All right, then. Look at you. You could die a happy man tomorrow if you drive the fire truck today.
Thank you.
So we're going to line up driving a fire truck. We're going to film the whole thing. I can't wait. I wanted to drive a fire truck since I was 5 years old. Chase has been dying to drive a fire truck. Every time he passes one, he goes, I want to drive a fire truck.
And honestly, I've never dreamed of doing it, but I'm totally on to do this.
You can't pass it up. You have to do it.
Absolutely.
You have to
do it. It's something from your childhood. I gotta do it.
My kid will think I'm officially the coolest mom ever.
Drive a fire truck.
Gosh, I can't wrap my head around that. I'm so excited.
Y'all are a bunch of nerds.
It's exciting just to sit in the driver's seat of the fire truck, let alone get it moving.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
All right, coming up, five things. We've got that on the way. And then we're going to be discussing The Voice from last night. We'll do that at about 8:30. And bad singers. You know a bad singer. You know you do. A friend of yours that likes to do karaoke. Friend of yours. Okay. I can sing that. I'm a good singer. I'll do it.
Mm-mm.
No, you're not. No, you're not. We're going to discuss that coming up as well.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
You can do all of your banking from the comfort of your home. With BB&T Checking, you can get everything you need.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to know.
Is this the part where I use my words and talk? Is this it?
This is it.
Sadly.
Okay. All right. Well, guy's name is David Bush. He is of Idaho, and he just recently set a world record of one I would kind of wish I could do. He ran for 29 miles while juggling.
Holy mackerel.
This doesn't seem like this is his first world record. He holds more than 150 of them.
See, here's the thing. I could not run 20 miles or juggle, let alone do both simultaneously.
It's like chewing gum and walking.
Yeah.
Who can do that? I mean, seriously. The Carolina Theaters released a statement officially yesterday announcing the return of film screenings of two showings of the 1993 film Hocus Pocus on October the 27th and 28th. So, if you're looking to still make it in before Halloween to see those movies, you got your chance at the Carolina Theater.
If you're new to town, the Carolina Theater is an awesome old theater, and it's a great place to see a movie, period. So, yeah. I'm a big fan.
You can also see Hocus Pocus at like the big movie theaters too. Some of them are showing them, trying to get people in. So that's also a little tip or trick there.
There you go. I could not decide on one, but two of these kind of tie in with recent events. So I thought, okay, well, we're just going to do three fun facts to wrap up the rest of these things. Ooh. Did you know Kleenex tissues were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup, but so many people wrote the company saying they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that all the marketing shifted to that by the 1930s.
Yeah, I did know that, and it's amazing how the name of a product can become a generic name for that product regardless of who manufactures it. Everybody just says, hand me a Kleenex.
And a Band-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. Band-Aid the same way. True.
Did you know you can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box?
No.
Wow.
You just have to put enough postage on it and an address label.
So you can blow up a whole beach ball and send it just as is?
Correct.
Yeah, you can do that if you really want to tick off the mail people. They would have to hate some stupid stuff like that, man.
The idea of sending a potato, though, just by itself in the mail kind of intrigues me, and I kind of want to do it, see what will happen.
You can write a message on it. There's a whole thing, a whole website. You write a message, you send a potato to somebody.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can tell right now, guys, both these guys are going to do that. They're both going to do it.
You're going to get a potato in your P.O. box, Dale.
If any of your friends are listening, just get ready. You're getting taters.
You're getting tatered. That's right. Last but not least, your last fun fact for the day. The African country, Swaziland, has a law that bans witches from flying their broomsticks higher than 500 feet in the air.
Aw, man, I can't go there.
Yeah, that's right. They got to stay low, below the radar.
Wonder if my ex-wife knows that.
This has been today's edition of...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale, Brian, Annie, and Chase, 8:35. Voice on last night. Couple of good ones on there. I don't know if you watched it or not. Like every year, I'm amazed at how much talent there is out there in this world. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, how many people will just never get their chance.
That's right.
They're overloaded with talent, but will just never have, you know, an opportunity to really showcase it.
Then you look at the bread aisle at the grocery store and you think anybody can have a dream and it come true.
I guess you're right. So anyway, you know, Blake was back last night. There was a guy on there who was singing a Zac Brown tune that I thought he did a great job on. And unfortunately, Blake was the only one who turned around. Again, it's like, why can't... I'm always like, why are you guys not turning around? I'm like, why?
I think that unless they have like a killer out of this world voice, they tend to not turn around unless it's more of their style that they're used to coaching and or singing themselves, or feel like they can help them develop further with their range. So if everybody else thought maybe he fits more into Blake's category, yeah, he's great. I'm glad someone's picking him up at this point, but he's not so much for me. I think that's where that kind of stems from.
Now, here's that little piece of Colder Weather by Zac Brown that I thought was, pretty good. I mean,
she wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, "I want to see you."
I think that guy sounds pretty good. I like that raspy.
Yes, that like man voice. Singing some Creed or some Nickelback. That's exactly where that voice belongs. Yep. With arms wide open.
That's it.
Or maybe you singing it.
Yeah,
maybe
I'll sing it.
Maybe the two of you doing a duet.
Under the sunlight. I can do it for you if you want me to.
Hey, wow.
I think we all know a bad singer, friend to bad singer, thinks they can sing. They always do karaoke.
Thank you for the segue, Annie. Appreciate that.
I was going to say, was that a knock on me there?
If you have somebody like that, let us know. You can text or call the station at 680-WOLF.
Annie, yeah, call them out, please.
Annie, you were
please
saying.
Please call them out.
Annie, you said you wanted to do that.
Oh, I have a couple friends. I'm not saying their names because God alone.
Oh, come
listening.
On.
They're out of my close friends group, okay? Mm-hmm. And about 2.5 of them think that they can sing, and they can not.
Couldn't
so
carry
stop.
A tune in a bucket.
No, they really think they can, though. They really think. That high school choir got them thinking they could sing, okay? Yeah. But
all right, how about you, 680-WOLF?
It was an old coworker of mine.
Yeah.
Just don't take the time to want to learn how to open up their throat or open up their mouth all the way. Oh, like a bad Christina Aguilera riff, like a like a flat, out of pitch, like just nasal. Ugh.
Okay, so I want to hear from you, friend that thinks they can sing. They always want to jump up and do karaoke because they think they sound great. 680-WOLF. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. He used to have this friend who thought he sounded just like Toby Keith. Every single opportunity to do karaoke.
Should have been a cowboy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that was his favorite.
Of course it was. Big
Should've
hit.
Should have been a cowboy. But number one song of the 90s. Should have been
a cowboy.
The
whole decade.
Yeah. Anyway, how about you? Bad singers that you know. People who think they can sing, but you know they can't, but you just don't have the heart to tell them. 680-WOLF is the number.
My friend's husband is big into karaoke, and he likes
singing that Alanis Morissette song, You Ought to Know, and he does it the way the character from The Office sung it in an episode,
Kevin,
where it's so exaggerated, and it's like, you ought to know. Like, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, she opened that can of worms, you know, so I feel like I have to play a clip from the show where Kevin is actually doing that.
Oh, God.
So, here we go.
You deny me of the cross I bear that you give to me. You ought to know.
Nice, Kev.
93.1 The Wolf.
Continue keeping your family's health top of mind this fall. Gather your unused and expired prescription medications.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase strolling into Annie's neighborhood and look at what's going on next door with Next Door News. Annie, what do you got today?
So I'm really starting to feel as though the Next Door app is a place for more than deceit or malice or just, you know, being mean to each other. Maybe it's a place of kindness where people can help out other people or things for that matter. And today I'm sharing with you an excerpt from the Roomba Diaries.
Okay.
We're going down a hippie road. Is this going to be one of those things that's it's hippie good news?
No, it's about a Roomba. Like the vacuum.
Ah, oh, okay. Or it could be, yeah.
We know who doesn't clean the house over here. yeah, so your robotic vacuum that they charge in a port and then you let them go and they just roll around the house and they vacuum. They're not that great, but they work pretty good.
They're too expensive.
Right. So this story, though, it might just suck you in.
Wow.
Waiting for it. All right. So my neighbor has a Roomba. She loves it. Some might say that my neighbor and her Roomba are inseparable. It makes her life very easy. And my neighbor is very distraught now because the Roomba that she loves so much got out of her house the other day. And it happened when she left the front door open. I guess it just Roombaed its little self right on out the door. It just took off and she couldn't find it anywhere, which is weird but true. So she posted her plea to the Next Door app, hoping and praying someone had seen her highly overly priced but precious roaming Roomba and they would return it if they had seen it. So fast forward a few days. No one has said anything on her post. I guess they have not seen the Roomba. But one neighbor, who I'm assuming didn't see the original neighbor's post either, made their own post saying that there is a suspicious Roomba and it is wondering if anybody else has seen it going door to door. Personally, I have not seen this, but it kind of freaked my other neighbor out. He said that the Roomba was very persistent, worse than any salesperson he's ever seen, and it just kept running into his door, turning around into circles, and just came back and kept knocking.
But the porch was spotless.
Right, he left no trace behind. He's now wondering if he should phone the police because he's feeling a little uneasy. Swear to God, this is real. My favorite part, besides this Roomba rolling around like a lost transient, is the fact that the guy left a pretty detailed description of the vacuum here. It says, in all caps, description, black/short, demeanor, agitated and threatening, last sighted on my lawn. I'm like, all right, there's all the clues. You know, I'm going to take this story as that I like to think of it as a plot twist. It's not the same Roomba. It's two different ones, and they were maybe looking for each other.
Long lost love.
I'm thinking the Next Door app could be a place for those misconnections, and maybe one of the Roombas didn't get the other's number when they were canoodling on the store shelves, you know?
Jesus. The puns.
What a turn this has taken.
Yeah, for real. It's going in circles. Anyways, I'm going to inform my neighbor. I promise you guys about this whole Roomba miscommunication. I'm going to let him know which one had it, which one, you know, it belonged to, what happened here. And don't worry, okay? It's just, I'm here to keep the peace and solve the neighborhood mysteries. Because apparently people aren't looking deep enough into these things, okay? Mm. Anyways, if you've got a mystery in your neighborhood or some saucy secrets going down around town, let me know. Hit me up. Facebook, Annie Camp. Instagram, @AnnieCamp_onAir. I want to hear about them. We need to talk about it. I want to get in your business.
I just want a platter. That's what I want. I want a big platter right now.
That's right.
She looks so pretty when the makeup on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.